You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Stand firm in faith, for when the storms of life rage and the trials seem insurmountable, it is your unwavering faith in God that will anchor you, empower you, and lead you to victory. My friends, have you ever felt like your faith was being tested beyond measure? Have you wondered how to stay strong when everything around you seems to crumble? Picture a mighty oak tree, its roots deep in the earth, standing tall against fierce winds. This is the image of unwavering faith we're called to embody. Just as the oak's strength lies in its unseen roots, our spiritual fortitude grows from the depths of our relationship with God. Today, I want to explore with you the power of standing firm in faith, even when life's challenges threaten to shake us. We'll discover the tools and wisdom that God provides for us to remain steadfast. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. The Apostle Paul reminds us in Ephesians 6, verse 13, "Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." My friends, let's explore the core of what it means to stand firm in faith. Our journey begins with understanding the bedrock upon which our faith is built. In Matthew 7, verses 24 to 25, Jesus teaches us, saying, "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock." These words paint a vivid picture of the strength that comes from a faith firmly rooted in God's truth. Just as a house built on solid rock can withstand the fiercest storms, so too can our faith endure life's toughest challenges when it's grounded in God's word. But what does it mean to truly build our faith on this unshakable foundation? It starts with developing a deep personal relationship with God through regular prayer and study of His Word. This isn't about mere religious routine, but about cultivating a genuine connection with our Creator. As we spend time in His presence, we begin to understand His character, His promises, and His unfailing love for us. This knowledge becomes the cornerstone of our faith, giving us confidence even when circumstances seem dire. Consider the example of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the book of Daniel. These young men faced a literal fiery furnace because of their unwavering faith in God. Their response to King Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel 3, verse 17, demonstrates the kind of unshakable faith we're called to have. It says, "If that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and He will deliver us from your hand, O King." Notice that they didn't waver in their belief, even when faced with death. Their faith wasn't based on the outcome, but on their unshakable trust in God's character and power. This is the kind of faith that stands firm in the face of any trial or temptation. It's a faith that says, "Even if things don't go as I hope, I know God is still good, and He is still in control." My dear friends, building this kind of faith requires intentionality and consistency. It means prioritizing our relationship with God above all else, even when life gets busy or challenging. It involves saturating our minds with God's truth, allowing it to shape our thoughts, attitudes, and actions. As we do this, we begin to see the world through God's eyes, recognizing His hand at work, even in difficult situations. This perspective shift is crucial for maintaining a strong faith. Instead of being swayed by changing circumstances, we learn to anchor our hope in God's unchanging nature. The prophet Isaiah reminds us in Isaiah 26, verse 3, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." This verse reveals another key aspect of unshakable faith.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Maintaining our focus on God. When we fix our eyes on Him rather than on our problems, we experience a peace that surpasses all understanding. This doesn't mean we ignore our challenges or pretend they don't exist. Rather, it means we view them through the lens of God's power and promises. We remember that the same God who created the universe is intimately involved in our lives. He is not surprised by our struggles, nor is He limited by what we see as impossible situations. As we cultivate this perspective, our faith grows stronger, becoming a shield against doubt and fear. We begin to approach life's challenges with confidence, knowing that we serve a God who is greater than any obstacle we may face. This unshakable faith also becomes a powerful testimony to those around us. When others see us standing firm in the midst of trials, they're drawn to the source of our strength. Our unwavering trust in God becomes a beacon of hope in a world often marked by uncertainty and despair. So, my friends, I encourage you to examine the foundation of your faith. Is it built on the solid rock of God's truth, or on the shifting sands of human wisdom and fleeting emotions? If you find your faith wavering, take heart. God is inviting you to draw closer to Him, to dig deeper into His Word, and to experience the unshakable faith He desires for you. Remember, standing firm in faith is not about mustering up our own strength. It's about leaning fully on God's strength, trusting in His character, and relying on His promises. As we do this, we'll find ourselves standing strong, no matter what storms may come our way. My dear friends, let us now explore how we can maintain our faith when life's challenges threaten to overwhelm us. It's easy to stand firm when everything is going well, but the true test of faith comes in times of adversity. James 1 verses 2 to 3 offers us a powerful perspective on trials. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. At first glance, this might seem like an impossible command. How can we find joy in our struggles? The key lies in understanding the purpose behind our trials. God doesn't send hardships to break us, but to refine and strengthen our faith. Just as gold is purified by fire, our faith becomes more precious when tested by difficulties. This doesn't mean we have to enjoy the pain or hardship itself. Rather, we can rejoice in the knowledge that God is using these challenges to shape us into His image. We can find comfort in knowing that He is with us every step of the way, never leaving us to face our trials alone. Consider the story of Paul and Silas in Acts 16. These men were beaten and thrown into prison for preaching the gospel. Yet, in the darkest hour of the night, they were found praying and singing hymns to God. Their circumstances hadn't changed, but their perspective had. They chose to focus on God's goodness rather than their own discomfort. This is the kind of faith that stands firm in the face of adversity. It's a faith that doesn't deny the reality of our struggles, but chooses to see beyond them to God's greater purpose. When we adopt this mindset, we begin to see our trials as opportunities for growth rather than obstacles to overcome. We start to ask, what can I learn from this? Instead of asking, why is this happening to me? This shift in perspective can make all the difference in how we navigate life's challenges. Another crucial aspect of standing firm during trials is maintaining our spiritual disciplines. It's tempting to neglect prayer and Bible study when we're going through difficult times. We might feel too tired, too discouraged, or even too angry at God to engage with Him. But these are the very moments when we need to draw closer to Him, not pull away. Hebrews 4 verse 16 encourages us, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." God invites us to come to Him with honesty and vulnerability, bringing all our fears, doubts, and frustrations. He can handle our raw emotions and questions. In fact, He welcomes them because they open the door for deeper intimacy with Him. As we pour out our hearts to God, we create space for His peace and strength to fill us. We may not receive immediate answers or solutions, but we gain something even more valuable, His presence. As we navigate trials with unwavering faith, it's crucial to keep our eyes fixed on the bigger picture. Our current struggles, no matter how intense, are temporary in light of eternity. Paul reminds us in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." This eternal perspective helps us to stand firm when everything around us seems to be falling apart. It reminds us that our ultimate hope is not in changed circumstances, but in an unchanging God. As we hold on to this truth, we can face each day with courage and confidence, knowing that God is working all things together for our good. Standing firm in faith during trials also involves actively resisting the enemy's attempts to discourage us. 1 Peter 5 verse 9 instructs us, "Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world." We must be aware of the spiritual battle taking place and arm ourselves with God's truth. When doubts creep in, we can counter them with God's promises. When fear threatens to overwhelm us, we can remind ourselves of God's perfect love that casts out all fear. This is where memorizing scripture becomes invaluable. Having God's word hidden in our hearts provides us with a powerful weapon against the enemy's lies. My friends, let us now turn our attention to the vital role of perseverance. Faith that withstands the test of time is not built overnight. It's forged through consistent trust in God, even when we don't see immediate results. Hebrews 10 verse 36 encourages us, "For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise." This verse reminds us that there's often a gap between obedience and reward. It's in this gap that our faith is truly tested and strengthened. When we continue to trust God despite delays or setbacks, we develop a resilience that can weather any storm. Consider the story of Noah in Genesis. God called him to build an ark, a task that took many years to complete. During this time, Noah faced ridicule and doubt from those around him. Yet, he persevered in his faith, trusting in God's promise even when there was no sign of rain. Noah's story teaches us that standing firm in faith often requires us to go against the tide of popular opinion. It may mean holding on to God's promises when everything around us seems to contradict them. This kind of perseverance doesn't come from our own strength, but from a deep-rooted trust in God's character and His Word. As we cultivate this trust, we become like the tree described in Jeremiah 17, verses 7 to 8. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river and will not fear when heat comes. But its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. This beautiful imagery illustrates the power of a faith that perseveres. Like a tree with deep roots, we can remain steadfast, even in seasons of spiritual drought or intense trials. Our faith continues to bear fruit, not because of favorable circumstances, but because of our connection to the life-giving source, God Himself. Perseverance in faith also involves maintaining a long-term perspective. In our instant gratification culture, it's easy to become discouraged when we don't see immediate answers to our prayers. But God's timeline often differs from ours. He sees the bigger picture and works in ways we can't always understand or anticipate. 2 Peter 3 verse 8 reminds us, "But beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord, one day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day." This verse encourages us to align our perspective with God's eternal view. What seems like a delay to us may be perfect timing in God's plan. As we learn to trust His timing, our faith becomes more resilient, less swayed by temporary setbacks or apparent lack of progress. Another key aspect of persevering in faith is learning to celebrate small victories along the way. Sometimes we're so focused on the big breakthrough that we miss the incremental growth happening in our spiritual lives. Every time we choose faith over fear, every moment we decide to trust God, despite our circumstances, is a victory worth celebrating. These small acts of faith build up over time, creating a strong foundation that can withstand even the fiercest storms. Zechariah 4 verse 10 encourages us, "For who has despised the day of small things? For these seven rejoice to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. They are the eyes of the Lord, which scanned to and fro throughout the whole earth." God sees and values every step of faith we take, no matter how small it may seem to us. As we recognize and appreciate these small victories, we build momentum in our faith journey. My dear friends, standing firm in faith is not a one-time decision, but a daily choice. It's about waking up each morning and recommitting ourselves to trust in God, regardless of what the day may bring. It's about choosing to believe God's promises, even when our feelings or circumstances suggest otherwise. This kind of steadfast faith doesn't exempt us from life's hardships, but it does equip us to face them with courage and confidence. As we persevere in faith, we become living testimonies to God's faithfulness and power. Our unwavering trust in Him becomes a beacon of hope to those around us, drawing others to the source of our strength. Remember, you're not alone in this journey of faith. God Himself promises to be with you every step of the way. Isaiah 41 verse 10 assures us, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Let these words sink deep into your heart. No matter what challenges you face, no matter how long the journey seems. God is with you, strengthening you, helping you, upholding you. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth, I come before your throne of grace with a heart full of reverence and thanksgiving. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who was and is to come. Your power knows no bounds, your love has no limits, and your wisdom surpasses all understanding. I praise you for your unfailing faithfulness that endures through all generations. Thank you, Lord, for your constant presence in my life. I'm grateful for the strength you provide when I am weak and the courage you instill when I face trials. Thank you for your word that guides me and your spirit that comforts me. Merciful Father, forgive me for my sins. I ask for your forgiveness for the times I've doubted your goodness and questioned your plans. Forgive me for the moments I've relied on my own understanding instead of trusting in you wholeheartedly. As you forgive me, I also forgive those who have wronged me, releasing any anger, bitterness, and resentment. Lord, I pray for an unshakable faith that stands firm in the face of adversity. Strengthen my spiritual roots, God, that I may be like a tree planted by the river, unmoved by the storms of life. Each day, help me to put on the full armor of God, that I may stand against the schemes of the enemy. I declare in the name of Jesus that my faith is growing stronger each day. I rebuke fear, doubt, and unbelief in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of discouragement and claim the spirit of faith and perseverance. Heavenly Father, empower me to stand firm on the solid rock of your truth. When circumstances try to shake my foundation, Lord, remind me of your unchanging character and promises. Give me the courage to hold fast to my convictions, even when the world pushes against them. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, that I may discern your voice amidst the noise of this world. Lord, grant me wisdom to make decisions that align with your will and bring glory to your name. I pray for your blessings upon my life as I strive to stand firm in faith. Bless me with spiritual growth, deepening my understanding of your word and your ways. I ask for healing in every area of my life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Protect me from the attacks of the enemy, whether they come as fiery darts of doubt or subtle whispers of compromise. Shield me from the spirit of fear, anxiety, and worry that seeks to erode my faith. Lord, I pray for these same blessings upon my loved ones. May they too experience the joy of standing firm in their faith, rooted and grounded in your love. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, lifting each other up before your throne of grace. Unite us in faith, binding us together with cords of love that cannot be broken. We declare that we will stand firm together, supporting one another in times of trial. Fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit, igniting a passionate faith that burns brightly for all to see. We claim victory over every obstacle that seeks to hinder our spiritual growth. We declare healing for our bodies, minds, and spirits in the name of Jesus. Protect us from the schemes of the enemy and guide us in paths of righteousness. Thank you, Lord, for the assurance that as we stand firm in faith, you are working all things together for our good. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comment section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. but don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.